could this be a means to consolidate power as well?
I think that's part of the equation, George. Many eyebrows were raised because the anti-corruption committee that he formulated over the weekend came down like a hammer overnight. You mentioned the outlines of it. We're looking at least 11 princes. The most prominent is Prince Mitteb, who is the head of the National Guard and had a ministerial ranking. We had four sitting ministers overall, better than a dozen former ministers and extremely prominent businessmen, which I'll get to in a moment. But I think we should roll back the clock when the Crown Prince took that position, moving from Deputy Crown Prince into the Crown Prince's position. He signaled this back in May that he wanted to tackle it, and it's 6 months into the job, and he's doing so. Let's take a listen.
I assure you that no one involved in a corruption case will be spared, no matter if he is a prince or a minister. With enough evidence, anyone will be held accountable.
Mohammed bin Salman, the Crown Prince. Now to the list here, George. Prince Waleed bin Talal is a name that's being circulated widely. He's the chairman of Kingdom Holdings. We probably know him internationally as a man worth better than $20 billion, an investor in Apple, an investor in Twitter, an investor in News Corp, which is owned by Rupert Murdoch, Citigroup, scores of others. His stock is down in trading on Sunday in Riyadh by better than 10%. Bakr bin Laden, this is the older brother of Osama bin Laden, running a huge construction group in Saudi Arabia. Together with Prince Al Waleed, they're building the Kingdom Tower, which will be the tallest in the world, better than 1 kilometer high. Some question marks, of course, raised about financing in the future. Another prominent name for the international business community, Asif Al Assad, is the former Minister of Finance and Minister of State, somebody who took Saudi Arabia into the G20 a few years back and respected within the IMF World Bank community. The former Minister of Investment, another big trading family of Saudi Arabia. Even an elderly billionaire, Saleh Al Kamel, that people don't know outside the Middle East, but very prominent into Saudi Arabia. So I would break this down into four categories, which I think sums up your point here, George. First and foremost, the Vision 2030 to overhaul the economy and move beyond oil, perhaps root out construction. Modernize economy, getting women to drive is a big move in June 2018, but also a different interpretation of Islam. The corruption probe, but the last point that you were making, and an ability to consolidate power, and I think underlining this is targeting those related to either directly by blood, but also in the business community to King Abdullah, who passed in 2015. This is a tribal society, and consolidating power is all part of the bill when we see a change at the top. King Salman and his Crown Prince son, 32-year-old Mohammed bin Salman, taking bold moves over the weekend.